But let's hear from God's word from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Well, I'm not going to do a full-length sermon this morning, but I do want to say one or two things about that story. I think that Joseph really is an amazing guy. I really like him. I think he's very, very special. And I want us to learn from Joseph today. Joseph was there at the very first Christmas, so we can learn from him about how we should be at this Christmas. And Joseph discovered that the lady he was engaged to was pregnant. He discovered there was a baby on the way. Now, one of my favorite ever stories about telling this story was I was speaking to a bunch of 11-year-old kids, and I was telling them this story, and I said to them, "What do you think that Joseph would have said when he found this out?" And this boy, who I think had been watching too much EastEnders, said, "He'd have said she was a slag." And it was one of these wonderful moments, because this kid suddenly looked incredibly guilty, as if he was in big trouble. You know, you don't say that sort of thing in school, do you? But actually, I said, "No, you're not in trouble," because he might have said that, but he didn't. And those of you who heard my sermon last week will realize that if you look through the list of the stories of all the people who come before Jesus, whenever a woman is mentioned, some sort of story like that is about to happen. But that's in last week's sermon. For those of you who weren't here last week, it's online. So Joseph must have been thinking, "Oh no, this is awful. How could Mary do this to me? I trusted Mary. I loved her. I thought she was the one for me. I thought we were going to get married. I thought we were going to have this really happy marriage together. And look what Mary has done for me." And the Bible tells us that Joseph made plans to divorce, because in those days, it wasn't quite being engaged like we have today. They were betrothed in those days. And although they weren't married, the promises were as strong as you made when you got married to somebody. So Joseph decides to divorce her quietly, it says, because he was, well, it says, a righteous man, or because he was a good man, he wanted to divorce Mary quietly. He wasn't going to shout at Mary. He wasn't going to scream at Mary. He wasn't going to accuse her of all sorts of things. He was just going to let her go and marry the person who really was the father. He was a good man. Right, everybody, think about this for a second. Is there anybody this Christmas, you don't have to answer this out loud, but is there anybody this Christmas that you think has done something that is wrong to you? Some of us, even as I say that, there are huge things coming into your head already. Some of us, it's little things. But there are things that people have done wrong. What are you going to do? Are you going to scream? Are you going to shout? Are you going to get angry? Or are you going to be like Joseph and deal with it quietly? Joseph was a good man, the story tells us. And we need people who are like Joseph today. We need people who are gentle. We need people who don't go around screaming and shouting because things are wrong. People who don't go around thinking, I want to get revenge on the people who've done wrong to me. So today, when we get hurt, it's difficult. And it was incredibly difficult for Joseph at first until he realized what was really going on. It's not easy. But let's be people who bring peace rather than conflict this Christmas time. Maybe there are people in your family and they wind you up and you think they've treated you badly. And on Christmas Day, you've got to be with them. What are you going to be like to them? Are you going to go in there ready for a big fight? Are you going to go in there trying to be gentle and say, I'm going to be nice to these people and I'm going to give them a nice Christmas present, even though I don't think they deserve it? And I'm not going to let the way that I'm feeling spoil Christmas. Now, I know it's more complicated than that sometimes. I know it is. It was complicated for Joseph at this point. But for each one of us, let's be people who bring peace this Christmas. The second thing, and I've mentioned this a couple of times already as a bit of a joke in the service today, but I want to make it seriously now. Joseph went to sleep. Now, I don't know whether Joseph was the sort of person who put his head on the pillow and was out like a light. Well, they didn't have lights in those days like that. I suppose they could blow the candles out. Or whether Joseph went to bed and he was tossing and he was turning and he was worried. Because that's what we tend to do when things are wrong. Some of us do anyway. I don't know whether that's what he was doing. But however it was, in the end, he got to sleep. And it was while he slept that God spoke to him. And for some of us today, you know, there are things that are going round and round and round and round in our minds. They're difficult things. They're things that we're really worried about. The stuff that's going to happen in 2012. Oh, we don't want to think about it. Go to sleep this Christmas. Have a day off worrying about the things that are coming off in the future. That's what Jesus tells us to do. He says you can't make things better just by worrying about them. And Joseph found that as he went to sleep, this angel spoke to him. And the first words of the angel were, Joseph, son of David. And we looked at what that was about in last week's sermon. So if you want to know what that's about, I preached about it last Sunday. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. And I wonder if in the quiet this morning, we are pretty quiet at the moment, that for some of us, God is speaking to us. And he's saying to us, don't be afraid. God is at work in the thing that you are worried about. What the angel had to say to Joseph was crazy. You know, the angel says to Joseph, don't be afraid. The child is from the Holy Spirit. And this child, you're going to call him Jesus, and he's going to save his people from their sins. Incredible. Who'd have thought that that was ever possible? But God did it. And Joseph heard these words, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God is at work. And today, I think there are some of us who God would say to us today, that thing you're worried about, that thing that you're fretful about, God is at work in your life. So instead of being afraid for the future, trust God. Put your hope in God this Christmas time. Put your hope in the one who sent Jesus. And then the third thing that I learn about Joseph is that when God told him to do something, he went away and did it. Fantastic. You know, God said, go and marry Mary. So he did. And he took her home. This woman who was pregnant with a child that wasn't his, he takes her into his house. And he loves her and he cares for her, and he looks after her, and he becomes her husband. Even as my translation so delicately puts it, he had no union with her until the baby was born. He did what God told him to do. For some of us today, it's about doing what God tells us to do. Some of us, it's definite things about saying, I'm going to follow Jesus. For some of us, it's about saying, I want to say, I am a believer in Jesus. And you've never quite said it yet. And you haven't been baptized yet. You haven't formally given your life to Christ. Why not make this the Christmas where you say, yes, I've heard that God's telling me that this is what I have to do, and I'm going to do it. For some of us, it might be practical things. Joseph had to love Mary. For some of us today, it's God saying to us, look, your family, that family that you find so difficult to love, keep loving them. Keep trying to treat them as I would treat them. For some of us, it might be all sorts of things. There might be things that only you know about, and you've got this sense that God is saying it to you. Just like Joseph, say yes to what God has to say to you this Christmas. For the baby is born, who is Emmanuel. And Emmanuel is Hebrew for God is with us. And this Christmas, God is going to be with each one of us, with everybody in this town, with everybody in this nation, with everybody in the world. So let's pray together now. Father, thank you for this amazing story that we're celebrating at this time of year. Lord, thank you that Joseph was a good man. Please help us to be like him this Christmas. Help us to be people who bring about peace rather than wars and arguments. Father, we thank you that when Joseph was asleep, that you spoke to him. That when there were things that Joseph couldn't deal with, that you told him what he needed to hear. So today, Lord, help us to switch off from the things that worry us, that they mightn't spoil our celebration of Christmas. And Lord, help us to see what you are doing in the middle of everything. And Father, we pray too, Lord, just thanking you that Joseph did what you told him to do. Help us to be obedient this Christmas. Help us to be disciples of Jesus who really do follow him. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.